for my guy. We just chilling right, this a while. Ramsey and police outside. What we gonna do about it now? I'ma lay low in it. 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 Peace to the land of a lie. I'ma lay low in it. Free to the day that I die. I'ma lay low in it. I'ma lay low in it.
It is your boy, Becca Jones.
And I'm Ebony Mystique.
I was like, yeah, she's going to not forget this time.
And
I was like, yeah. Cue. All right, so, man, we're going to get right into it. Man, and this is, remember, this is Ebony's boy.
Like, oh, yeah.
I gave him up a while ago, but Kanye. Kanye.
Well, you know, my thing about it is, I mean, before we even get into the rant, the whole whether he's canceled or whether you want to listen to him music or buy his shit or not, I feel like people should have started boycotting them clothes when he started making them, because they've been trash from day one.
Okay.
I ain't never purchased no Yeezy shoe because they ugly as fuck. I've never purchased no clothes because they ugly as fuck and they're expensive. I remember when he went on a Life of Pablo tour, he was selling the Walmart, whatever the main brand Walmart has for like undershirts and t-shirts. I forgot what it was. It's not like Fruit of Loom. It's like something cheaper than that.
Yeah.
He screen printed that old motherfucking Roman looking letters on there, old English letters on there, and it still had the cheap tag in the back. He didn't even have it switched over to a personalized tag. Yeah. And he was selling those t-shirts for $100. So I ain't never been no fool for Kanye like that. Motherfuckers like, oh, stop buying his shit. You shouldn't have never bought that ugly, stupid shit in the first place. When this man tried to sell you a plain white t-shirt for $125, mm-hmm. You should have been boycotting him from that day forward, first of all.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I'm here.
I mean, because that just makes no sense. I mean, if you're going to try to sell somebody some high-dollar shit, at least make it look good. He got everybody walking around looking like they in Divergent or something.
Yeah, yeah.
For $1,000 a pop. Y'all stupid for doing that anyway.
Let's talk about it.
But, yeah, as far as the music, I still don't, you know, we have a lot, we have a long, long history of demented, perverted, mentally ill people who have made great art.
Indeed. And, okay, what we're going to do, I'm going to just explain what happened today. Kanye West met with Donald Trump along with Jim Brown, which was very random. Jim Brown was just there like, hey, what's up? I'm Jim Brown.
He didn't even say nothing.
Yeah, he was just like, couldn't nobody, yeah.
Baby, when the last time you seen Trump be in a room with somebody and he didn't speak?
Yeah, that's true. So he met with President Trump on Thursday, and it was just weird, man. It was just weird from just the stuff he was saying to the plane. That was designed by a graduate student.
That I marry and my wife go through my phone password.
with the 60. Like, man. So this is what I'm going to say first. And I say this every time we talk about Kanye. That's y'all boy. I quit talking about Kanye because Kanye is being Kanye. And, you know, so he went in there. And my main thing is when Donald Trump gives you the this nigga crazy look, that's kind of like, hey, man, you might be going in like some kind of like weird territory right there, man. Like,
yeah, well, anytime Trump, because literally the rent Kanye went on was a Trump rant, and Trump was sitting there looking like, damn, this nigga crazy.
This nigga crazy as fuck, bro. Like, yeah. Yeah, he is.
So I have a kind of like an itemized list over here of his rant. Let's start with the first thing on the list.
Okay.
His inaccurate description of the welfare system. Let's start with that.
Very. And before, and when we start that, let's go ahead and, because people forget history and people didn't take like eighth grade history classes or anything. Welfare started as a part of the New Deal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what the New Deal is, please go like read about it. Read about it from an actual source. Don't go to like Stormfront or don't go to like Breitbart. Don't Google it and go to like no. Just read. Like you could go to
how about this
governmental website and read.
How about let's take it old school and open a goddamn encyclopedia? How about you do that?
And open an encyclopedia. But that is where welfare came from. So if you did not know,
and also let's say this. There has never been a point in American history where America cared enough about black people to offer them to give them any fucking thing.
Yeah.
The only reason why any black person has benefited from public assistance is because we got to the point where there was no choice in the matter because you could not discriminate. They passed laws that you could not discriminate against somebody in housing, in jobs, et cetera. But the only reason... For people who don't know history, first of all, let's start with the Great Depression, which is where this all stemmed from. And the Great Depression was a result of J.P. Morgan and Chase purposely bankrupting the United States.
There you go.
And then you have people that were so poor, white people that were so poor, they were selling their children. All kind of crazy stuff was going on because that's what happens when people are desperate. Mm-hmm. Then as part of the New Deal, like you said, it was to offer a safety net to these white people who had hit the skids. It was for the white people to make sure that white people never suffered again. And if somebody want to say, oh, black people were offered something. They were offered reparations. Well, let's just nip that in the bud right now for any stupid bitch that want to say that stupid shit. Abraham Lincoln signed off on people getting 40 acres and a mule, and as soon as he was assassinated, they reversed it.
They were like, oh, wait a minute. He didn't mean that part.
Exactly. They actually sat down with black people and was like, so what can we do to help y'all get past this whole slavery thing? And the black people said, okay, we need a way to make money, which at the time, America was a farming, you know, that was the bread and butter of America. So, okay, we're going to give you 40 acres and a mule so you can farm. As soon as Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, they not only reversed that, but the people that had already got their reparations, they took it back.
They're like, yeah, give me that.
Like, so let's just nip that in the bud right now for any dumb motherfucker who want to be like, oh, well, they need to get... No, we didn't. Okay, so, boom.
This was stuff I never knew we would have to actually
talk. Exactly.
I never, I know how people get, like, I didn't learn that in school. I went to public school in Mississippi, and I learned that. And it's like, yo, like, come on, man. Like, just come on. Like, I don't get it, but okay, let's go.
Kanye described the welfare system as... the reason why black people are Democrats is because of welfare. Mm-hmm. That's almost a direct quote.
Mm-hmm. That is almost a direct quote.
And he said that, and then they told him, we'll give you more money for more kids. As if people was like, oh yes, let's have 10 kids so we can get rich off the welfare system. Mm-hmm. Because if I have 12, maybe they'll put me in a mansion. Mm-hmm. That's definitely not how welfare works.
That's not how welfare works.
And also, it was the fathers aren't in the home, blah, blah, blah. Let's just be clear about the fact that war took a lot of black fathers out of the home. Let's be clear on that. When black people started having to rely, not just black people, and even the word ghetto, that was associated with Jewish people, not black people. And
all stuff I thought people learned in high school.
Right.
Like, honestly.
And considering how free and open education is, I don't care if you didn't learn it in school. There's no excuse to be Kanye West age.
It's no excuse.
And not know these things, even if you didn't learn them in school.
There's no excuse.
Some of these things I learned after school because, you know, when I was growing up, my mom used to always be like, look it up. Any question I would ask, look it up, look it up. I would have to go find a dictionary, a thesaurus, an encyclopedia. I would actually have to leave the whole house and go to a library. Mm-hmm. Now nobody has to do that. No one has to do that.
And that's wild because the information is right at your fingertips. But the
right at your fingertips. And people seem to be more dumb.
Yeah.
But even with it being unverified, there are official sources of information. But see, the thing about the way the internet is set up nowadays is algorithms. If they see the type of stuff you want to hear, that's what they're going to show you mm-hmm. when you Google certain things. So, however, yeah. So, okay. So there was no max. There was no point in history where all black men was just like, you know what? Fuck our children. That's not how that went either. Okay. War took people away from their families, brought them back mentally ill, physically handicapped, or in a box. Mm-hmm. So in the 60s, 70s, 50s, there were not just black women, but a lot of women who ended up single mothers because of war. Mm-hmm. So this whole idea that black men just got up and left their families is also false, because that's something that Kanye West also said in his little shit about welfare. Mm-hmm. It's, oh, black fathers just left them, and then they said, oh, the more kids you have, the more money you'll get, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. If that was the case, if welfare worked the way Kanye described, then every woman with 7-8 kids would be well off.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it would be, like, so I think people confuse, well, one, people didn't pay attention to history, and because this isn't even like explaining what welfare is, explaining the New Deal. This ain't like a deep dive you have to take. This is in a textbook. Like, that was like FDR's, like, hey, we're going to make the new, like, this is how you got Social Security numbers. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like
exactly.
This is what happened. Like, mm-hmm. there's no way you can really spin it unless you are talking to uninformed people about, like, 101 uh-huh. type stuff. Like, this is not any kind of deep dive.
Yes.
It's this strange mixture of people not knowing what the fuck they're talking about, and it's amplified by, like, celebrity worship and celebrity culture, because people mm-hmm. are, oh, Kanye said it. There are people that's like, man, maybe Kanye is right. Or,
well, yeah, Kanye has had this whole I'm a genius thing going for several years now.
And
so
people
have bought into it. Just like people bought into the idea that after The Apprentice, oh, Trump's rich and he knows how to run a business. Right. They based that all on a TV show. They totally forgot about the decade he spent broke as fuck prior to that show coming out.
When I tell people there's a such thing as being paper rich, and when I tell people Donald Trump makes most of his money licensing out his name,
and he doesn't actually run anything.
People are like, what? And I'm like, yes. Donald Trump yeah. licenses out his name.
But we have made Trump synonymous with being rich. Well, actually, Trump made his name synonymous with being rich.
And that's great marketing.
Yeah, and if you look at several biographies or, you know, things about him, people who have, journalists and biographers have all stated that Trump would tell them, I don't really care what you say about me, just as long as you include that I'm very rich.
That I'm very rich. And, like, actual, it's various stories of actual rich people literally laughing at Donald Trump, like,
absolutely,
pointing and laughing, like, man.
But that's why they say he's the poor man's version of a rich man, because in New York, it is so many dynasty, like, legacy wealth in New York, that even them hundreds of millions of dollars that his daddy had did not compare
yeah.
to the Vanderbilts and the Rockefellers, mm-hmm. you know, that type of stuff.
Okay.
So, all right. So the next thing on the list, after he inaccurately described welfare, was his lack of male energy in his home.
Which is very weird.
Growing up with his single mom and also married into basically a matriarchy. Mm-hmm. And he said that as a man, he couldn't, I love Hillary. I love everybody. But as a man, you know, I wanted that, when I put this hat on, I feel the male energy, like someone I could, you know, throw a ball with my son. Okay. Do Trump look the least bit like he throw a ball with any of his children?
He has never. Okay.
Never. And besides that, this is not what you should be basing your vote for the president on. Is this somebody that I can be cool with? That is people's problem in general. You know, certain things when it comes to whether you like somebody or not, okay, I get it in your personal life. But when you're talking about somebody running a national budget, determining the future of this country, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter whether you feel like you can go have a beer with them, as they say.
Yeah.
That part don't even fucking matter, mm-hmm. first of all. Second of all, the whole I like Hillary, but the I'm with her thing threw me off is extremely misogynistic. Not surprising coming from Kanye, because throughout his career, he has objectified women. And when I say objectify, I don't mean like you use derogatory language in lyrics. I mean, he has always used women as a prop. He has always admired women from the aspect of like being a sculpture. He has, women have always been some aesthetic for him and really nothing else. And even the woman that he married, and I said this a long time ago when they first got together, that they were perfect for each other for that reason. I don't think any woman could live up to Kanye's standard of shallowness, except Kim Kardashian. And I ain't got no beef with Kim Kardashian, but she is a woman that doesn't mind being looked at as nothing but the flesh. Mm. Like, she's totally cool with that. Yeah. That girl gets up at 4 a.m. every day to get her hair and makeup done, baby. That is dedication to your looks. Yes.
Fuck that.
She get up every day at 4 o'clock to get her makeup done. Oh, who?
That's trash.
Like, but that's my thing. Like, the way Kanye views women, it would never be from a perspective of a woman that could be the president. Like, I think Kanye has respect and admiration for women, but only aesthetically.
Yeah.
Aside from his mother.
Yeah.
You know, so that part doesn't surprise me.
And you
but.
Know, I got an interesting question about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Kanye said the whole male energy thing, I thought about something. And just looking back at old interviews, because like I used to really be a big Kanye West fan, because of course it's Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West values acceptance from white people in positions of power or that's rich.
Yes. Yes.
Do you think that was a learned behavior?
I think it's a learned behavior for all of us.
But do you think...
who grew up in this society. I think it's a learned behavior for every single one of us. I feel
I'm
like...
saying,
at some,
do you think it was a learned behavior, like, family-wise?
Absolutely not. His mother was... based on the history that we know of Dr. Donda West, mm-hmm. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think that... considering the things that she was involved in as far as community, as far as her background as an educator, she was well-versed in worldly. Kanye spent a lot of his adolescence in China. Mm-hmm. I believe that she raised him to be a proud black man. Even his stepfather, since he says he didn't have a lot of male energy in his home, he did have a male in his house for 5 years that he did not listen to or respect, mm-hmm. according to his stepfather. Yeah. But even the way the stepfather describes Donda's parenting skills, mm-hmm. and style, she was raising Kanye to be proud of himself as himself. Mm-hmm. And one thing I have always admired about Kanye up until this point in history is his confidence. Kanye told us, I'm the shit, but he had the material to back it up.
Yeah.
But Kanye was all, he was his biggest cheerleader, which is something that you have to be if you plan on being great, if you plan on being the best at what you do. You have to believe that you're the best at what you do. And he genuinely believes that. Problem is, ain't nobody checked him in a long time.
Well, how do we know?
Because when you get to Kanye's level of narcissism and egotistical rants and behavior and shit, that means that you get rid of everybody who tells you you need to chill out. Mm-hmm. Because if you have people around you that tell you to chill out, it's just some shit you ain't gonna do. If you respect their opinion.
I think if he had people to tell him to chill out, he wouldn't have accepted that first meeting where he had the gold hair and they were in Trump Tower and everything.
See, at the end of the day, the president is the president, whether you like who the president is or not.
Yeah.
And I didn't necessarily think that the black people who met with President Trump when he first was the president, I understand it looked.
I didn't either. Yeah, I got it. Because,
yeah,
like,
because he's the president. And yeah. Guess what? If Trump clearly wants to be liked by other celebrities. So, yeah, if I had a direct line to Trump and I knew that he respected what I said, I would talk to him, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I would talk to, but I wouldn't kiss his ass.
Which I'm sure a lot that happened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because that's the only people that he gonna sit down and listen to. Mm-hmm. It's people that kiss his ass. People who saying what he wanna hear. Mm-hmm. I was even reading an article about, it was really strange, this lady, another story. But basically, Trump was telling her like, oh yeah, I'm the president and I know what I'm doing. Excuse me. He said, I had a senator come in my office and say, sir, I've been a senator for 24 years. And I think this is the way you should do this. And I told him, but I've been the president for 2 years. As if that meant something. So, however, okay. The next thing on the list, he says, he thinks that, so he goes into the 13th Amendment and about, he was like, yes, I had the MAGA hat when I talked about abolish. Now, the internet already corrected him on the difference in between abolish and amend.
And this is the thing. I think when he was talking about the 13th Amendment, he was wrong. But I do want to say, I do think people kind of jumped down his throat.
The thing that bothers me is he knows, because when he first put that out, everybody said, hey, abolish and amend are two different things, Kanye. We feel you.
We understand you.
But abolish is not the word. Because if we abolish it, that means slavery is legal all across the board. So for him to get up in that office today and continue to use the word, yeah, we should abolish it. Because why would we keep something on the record, blah, blah, blah? He goes into saying that, oh, being a slave, it was illegal for you to even read back then. So if you were to even read the 13th Amendment, boom, you're in jail and you're back being a slave. Kanye.
See, that's that. That's that.
Kanye Omari West.
That's that. I've been listening. Like, see, that's that Candace Owens shit.
And that's exactly who he's been talking to. You can tell by the things that he says. And even one thing that also kills me too about this shit is he continues to use the word bully when he refers to people who oppose him.
Yeah.
And you're praising someone who has continuously bullied people.
You are praising a guy that accused someone of killing JFK. Like, your dad killed JFK and your wife's...
Your wife is ugly. I mean, who the fuck says that? Hey, period.
Man, Ted Cruz should have won that motherfucking job, bro. If Ted Cruz would have won his job...
And that's the only way I would have respected him. I swear... Baby, I would have voted for Ted Cruz if he'd have punched the fuck out of Trump for calling his wife ugly.
He would have been...
And if I was his wife... If I was his wife, I would have divorced him.
Yeah, it's like, you gonna let this man call me ugly? And like...
And then not only you gonna let him call me ugly, but then you gonna put an endorsement behind him.
Yeah, you a hoe. Yeah, Rafael Cruz, you a hoe.
Rafael Cruz, exactly. You a Mexican-Canadian. You're not even an American. Why they raised all that fucking stink about Obama not being born in America, but Ted Cruz is a legit Canadian.
Yeah.
We ain't talking about born somewhere and then a couple days later move. He grew up in Canada and y'all let him run for president.
Hey man, Rafael, I call him Rafael.
Yeah, Rafael, because Cruz, speaking of somebody changing their name to sound more white, Kanye West used Ralph Lauren as an example of an American institution.
Yeah.
Does he not know that Ralph Lauren is a whole Jewish person with a whole Jewish ass name?
I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Oh.
Ralph Lauren's real name is Ralph Lifshitz.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
Hold on. I feel lied to. Hold on.
Yeah. And Ralph Lauren has built his whole brand off the aesthetic of being white and rich, polo, motherfuckers riding horses. Every advertisement you see is blonde hair, blue eyes with the collar popped and shit.
Oh, yeah, it is. Ralph Lifshitz, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
Ralph Lifshitz. And he's a short Jew. And he built his entire brand off the white, rich aesthetic.
Yeah, he was born in the Bronx, New York to Jewish immigrants, huh?
Yes. Sure was.
Huh,
so it's very interesting that Kanye used that example of a quote-unquote American institution.
Yeah, because I kind of thought, like, is Kanye off the fashion shit now? Because,
and then he goes into saying he was misdiagnosed as bipolar.
Nah, he.
That sounds like something Trump would definitely say.
Yeah.
They told me something was wrong with me, but they... But then I talked to somebody who kissed my ass and told me that it was all a farce. That's what it sounds like. He also, Kanye bragged on his IQ score, which IQ tests are rooted in white supremacy and racism.
Hey.
IQ tests were developed to prove some old bullshit, what you call that shit? They used the whole scientific study of calling people what's the name?
It's
what's
not
the
eugenics.
Name?
It's
yes, that is what it is.
Okay.
Yes. IQ tests are rooted in eugenics. Mm-hmm. So he also bragged about that too. He also claimed that his score was up there with Tesla and
No. Like, and the thing is, like, when he goes, again, I think it all comes down to when you're making me give you the same face that Donald Trump is giving you, I don't want to do that, man. Like, I don't want to do that. And Donald Trump was legit looking at him like, man, this nigga is crazy, bro. Like,
and then, look, while he goes on into his whole, I was misdiagnosed as bipolar, but a part of his welfare argument, he was like, oh, they got rid of mental health, blah, 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 blah. So then he said, we need to empower, and that was the word that he used, we need to empower pharmaceutical companies. what, nigga? What? Like, what do you mean?
Like the motherfuckers who...
Don't we have a whole-ass prescription drug crisis?
Yeah.
And that maybe they need to label it that so people understand. Because opioid crisis, I don't know. Maybe they just think it's another name for some street shit. And, but when you say, oh, doctors are giving people, making people addicts.
And again,
maybe that'll
that people would know, hey, opioids equals prescription pills. You would think people would make that connection, but again, now we're talking about
people are dumb.
People are dumb. Like, we're talking about the New Deal again. We're talking about where welfare came from. Like, we're talking, we're asking if slaves helped build the White House. You know what I'm saying? Like,
or how well they were treated.
Or how well, yeah, like they were fucking slaves.
They had somewhere to sleep and they had food.
It's like, oh, okay, great.
Okay, they had somewhere to sleep and have food because they needed energy to build the fucking White House,
motherfucker. Like, yeah,
nigga can't build houses on the empty stomach.
Like, yeah, like. Like,
right.
Like, it's so now whatever. I just think people are very misinformed at times. And a very overwhelming majority don't want to be informed or don't care to, or they would rather just ask someone, hey, what is this about, and not form their own opinion from it.
I didn't realize how important the phrase, if you don't know history, you're bound to repeat it, was until now, because you got so many things that are going completely backwards.
Yeah.
I mean, even with the outside of our current administration, you got people not vaccinating their fucking children.
Yeah.
So now we're going to have all kind of weird ass diseases that were dead and gone. Mm-hmm. Come back. We're going to have plagues and shit again.
Yeah.
Because these stupid motherfuckers aren't getting their kids vaccines. Wow. I mean, bruh, do y'all not realize people was that goes with knowing history, mm-hmm. you know? Somebody needs to roll out pictures of people being born with all kind of weird ass birth defects, and somebody with a severe case of syphilis, or children with polio, mm-hmm. so you can understand that this is why we have vaccines.
Yeah.
Okay, people is getting, what's the one they said was coming back that ain't been around in so long? It might be the mumps or something they said was coming back.
Some shit like scarlet fever.
Right, like coming fever. Back. Because these dumbass people don't want to get their children vaccinated. Yeah. They need to have schools strictly for people who don't want vaccines. Y'all need to have y'all own island or somewhere, you big dummies.
Like, motherfuckers come back with Legionnaires' disease or something.
Right,
like.
And even, okay, they want to use the extremely rare cases of when someone has... Like, they trying to associate autism with vaccines. First of all, the autism spectrum is pretty broad. I'm pretty sure if every single one of us took an autism test, they'll put us all on the spectrum somewhere.
Yeah.
Second of all, ain't no proof they're linked together. And even if it was, if your child got to be the one to get autism so that 10 million people don't die from some weird-ass bug, then fine, bitch. Deal with it.
Oh, that's a hot take right there.
You telling me that 10 million people should die of yellow fever so your child is not sensitive to loud noises, bitch? Fuck you.
Like,
no.
Like, I gotta get rickets because you don't wanna, like, nigga.
People live with autism. They live full, healthy lives, bitch. Get over it, bitch. Mm. Ain't nobody around here trying to get malaria or whatever the fuck. Stupid ass. Anyway.
Yeah.
Next thing on the list.
This is a list. But I mean, again, I just didn't know people didn't know what the New Deal was. Like, this is what made FDR FDR. Like, I don't understand. Well,
even, and look, even for Trump to say, that's why everybody laughed when Trump said, we have achieved more than any president ever. What?
Yeah.
Bro, we got a whole ass interstate that you can drive from state to state.
Like, that was Eisenhower, right?
And that is still to this day the most expensive American project.
Yeah, the interstate is the interstate and yeah, the new deal, right?
Yeah, and free and free enslaves as well.
Yeah, that's pretty important to me. You know?
Yeah, I think that's pretty more important than every other thing on the list of accomplishments of any president.
I just didn't know. I just didn't know it was this.
People don't know shit. People don't know nothing. And it's sad because the information is right there.
It's not anything that you will not. It's not anything that you wouldn't be able to find in a textbook.
And it's such a narcissist thing to be like, when someone tries to correct me, they're bullying me. Like, bruh.
Yeah, they're not.
Because that's what Kanye. Even when he was on SNL doing his rant, somebody in the crowd, I guess, laughed or something. See, look, they're laughing at me. They're bullying me.
Yeah, they're laughing at you, nigga. Let me ask this. You think he getting money from... You think Candace Owens getting money from?
I think Candace Owens is definitely getting paid by some white supremacist group, just like Diamond and Silk.
Yeah.
You know, they you know, it's public record that Diamond and Silk been getting paid.
Bro, I remember they got paid from some campaign and they got paid like $3,000 like between both of them. I'm like, damn, baby, like you can't even put like a down payment down on like a Explorer for that. Like, come on, man. Well, you can, but you're gonna be paying a hell of a car now.
Baby, all they can afford is Diamond. I don't know which one, Diamond or Silk, with that cheap ass 27 piece she got on her head, and the other one got that old crusty ponytail on her head. Uh-huh. That's all they can goddamn afford with that shit.
Hey, man.
Candace Owen rap dried the fuck out too.
Oh man, I just hate the super loud black conservative talking head that spouts this shit.
That's loud and wrong.
That's loud and wrong. Cause it's like it's nothing if we have just like difference of opinion on stuff, then we just have a difference of opinion. But like you're telling half truths and you're like warping shit.
And then when somebody corrects you, it's they're somehow being partisan or mean or, and this is the thing too, even with Candace Owens, like that really, really bothered me when Chris Evans, the actor, basically said so eloquently in a nutshell that it's very frustrating to see somebody that you know should have more sense than this. Mm-hmm. Talking like they don't because they're basing their opinions on confirmation bias and just general misinformation.
Yeah.
And then for Candace, she's built her whole little internet career on black people are too sensitive and use the race card too much. Mm. They turned that into... This girl actually said Chris Evans called Kanye a dumb nigga.
Yeah, and it's like, whoa.
And then had the nerve to get on Periscope and give a little history lesson about how the questioning black people's intelligence was a way to oppress them, which she's right about. But bitch, according to you, we ain't being oppressed. Remember, bitch? Don't try to use that shit when it's convenient for you.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, baby, you can't. You've been spouting that racism and all that shit is this invisible wall and it don't matter. And now you coming out.
Which is also something Kanye said.
Which is something he said. And now you coming out with these.
And guess what? What I don't understand about that phrase is a wall is a wall.
It's a wall is a wall.
A wall, you know, if it's a force field, like you a mime in a box, I can't get out the fucking box.
Yeah.
Nigga, I don't care if I can't see it or not. If I can't get out the box, I can't get out the box.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. What?
I just don't.
And even Laura Ingraham, Miss Shut Up and Dribble, for people who don't know who Laura Ingraham is. Laura Ingraham is also the same person who went on a rant a few weeks ago about how the look of America is changing and people don't like it, blah, 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 in reference to immigrants. But then when Kanye, when people are like, oh, Kanye is off his rocker. Oh, they're questioning Kanye's intelligence.
Yeah.
Oh, Miss Shut Up and Dribble is saying, oh, they're questioning Kanye's intelligence. Didn't you question LeBron's? You didn't question it. You just straight up denounced it.
Yeah. Like, Shut Up and Dribble is, and like, that's no kind of like edit or that's literally what she said. Like,
literally what she said. Shut up and dribble. Why you ain't tell Kanye to shut up and make beats? Because look, whether somebody agree with me or not, that still don't mean me or the person who agree with me is some kind of expert on the subject. Mm-hmm. You know, so keep that same energy whether he agree with you or not. LeBron is just a celebrity. He's just a basketball player. He doesn't know shit about politics, even though this nigga opened up a whole ass school and has put thousands of people through college in his 13, 14 year career. Okay. Even he don't know nothing but basketball. Okay. Well, Kanye don't know nothing but co-producing beats, rapping ghost-written lyrics, and making ugly fucking sweaters. Oh, that's all he know.
Man. Oh man, this has touched you.
You said what?
This has touched you. This has affected you. And I understand, because I was the same way, but I'm telling you, just again, when that Ye album came out, I was like, I'm going to listen to this twice. I'm going to listen to this getting ready for work, and I'm going to listen to this in the truck. And I listened to it in the truck. I could listen to it twice because it was just 20 minutes. And as soon as it went off, I said goodbye, Ye. And I ain't heard about Kanye ever since.
Well, I made a conscious effort to not stream it the first week it came out because I was not trying to contribute to his ego by making it number one and all that shit.
Yeah. But then I'm going to do it, you know.
But then when I finally did turn it on and the first thing I heard was something about I almost kill myself, but then I wanted to kill you or some shit he said, mm-hmm. I just turned it off. I was
Yeah.
And then the fact that he made a whole song about, man, I hope my daughter doesn't grow up to be shaped like her mama. Mm-hmm. I hope she's shaped like me, a grown man. Because I don't want people looking at my daughter. I don't want people objectifying my daughter the way I've objectified everyone else's. And that's exactly what I mean when I say I'm absolutely not surprised at his take on Hillary. Because that is his, what man, other than a misogynistic one, other than a sexist one, prays that their child grows up to have a man chest and a man ass?
I can't, you know, it's Jay.
Yeah. So, do you think Kanye and Kim are going to stay married long? Because I don't think them Kardashians going to let anybody fuck up that bag.
No, listen, Kris Jenner, who hustles like she grew up a poor black child in Mississippi.
Yeah, she does.
The bag comes first, no matter what.
No matter what.
The bag comes first. When I saw her doing that Fashion Nova thing on Twitter
with the Cardi B lyric as the caption.
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, she listen, Kris Jenner answered the phone like how much? Like
right. What Kris Jenner don't have any reason to endorse Fashion Nova. They just not turning down nothing.
Yeah, they not. So I've already kind of noticed in those previews, I don't watch that show, how like she's like complaining about Kanye and stuff. Like, yeah, it's prepping for a divorce. It's totally prepping for a divorce.
Oh, yeah.
But I think Ye, and again, I do think there is some mental illness there as much as I'm like, fuck Kanye. I really do. And that's not cool for me to be like, even though I know that I'm still like, fuck Kanye.
Well, you know, I think it's possible for, I think Kanye has had an extremely hard time getting over the death of his mother. Mm-hmm. And I also think that when you are as egotistical as him. And me, look, I know people think astrology is stupid and shit, but I'm a Libra, and I know how easy it is for me to get, like, if I had the world's adoration, I had a lot of money, I was married to someone who the majority of the world wanted to fuck, and they were also rich, and I had all these people around me telling me how great I am, how genius I am, when really, like, everybody else is doing all the work that people are giving me credit for, mm-hmm. I would probably be, like, crazy, too. Like, I think it's... Exactly. I think it's very easy for being egotistical and narcissistic to mimic a mental disorder, because people look at the things you say and do and say, how is it possible that a logical, rational, stable, mentally stable person could say or do these things? But you're not used to living that life. I mean, I done been on commercial shoots and stuff, and I remember one time I was on a commercial shoot long time ago in Miami, and just watching how people treated everybody. I'm talking about regular ass people such as myself. You know, I get my makeup done, I got lipstick on, and a bitch coming and putting a straw in my mouth with a water and holding a cup for me and shit. You know, somebody brushing my hair. I could have totally fucked up what they told me to say, but I still get a round of applause. And they were like, that was awesome, but we need you to do it again. Yeah. So when you have people constantly treating you like that, if you don't have some balances in place.
And some grounding.
Then you could fall off the deep end exactly like Kanye has, exactly like Trump has, and several celebrities who have that type of, you know, thing going on, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, people like Beyonce and Jay-Z, you don't see that, because for one, you can tell that these are people who have traveled the world and they're not looking at shit through a narcissistic point of view, so they can understand other people's plight and be able to put in perspective the life that they live and say, you know, we're very fortunate to be living this life. Mm-hmm. It could be totally different. So I'm grateful for it. I'm thankful for it.
Yeah.
Kanye doesn't think along those lines. He thinks everything I do is great, which is why I have came to this level. So there's nothing I can say that's wrong. There's nothing I can do that's wrong. Because look at my track record. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, that's just the way he thinks. That's why he like, even before the Adidas Yeezy collaboration, when he was trying, Kanye has had several failures in the fashion industry.
Shit, pastel.
Hello. I was just about to say that.
Pastel, and yeah.
Even going back to him looking at women as like sculptures and not actual human beings, we did a collaboration with Giuseppe. Everybody liked the shoes. You remember the angel wings? Everybody was seeing them shoes everywhere. There was also another shoe that was like, damn, they looked like a sweater, but it was high heel. And the one thing everybody said about their shoes is that it's literally impossible to walk in. Yeah. His designs got panned from day one. You know what I'm saying? I mean, of course, his shoe collaborations with Nike, man, I still love them Red Octobers.
Yeah, Red October was hot.
You know, the shoes with Louis Vuitton, yeah, hot. I love them designs. But his clothes, they were ill-fitting. They weren't made for real people, them shoes. That's exactly what they were saying. Like, nigga, no real person can wear this shit. You know what I'm saying? And so, Kanye literally tore up some, he made some shit look like some shit you got at Goodwill, and people paid $600 for it. How can you really tell somebody who did that the shit they think is off base? Nigga, I made a sweatshirt that looked like it's been washed 47 times and a rat ate through it.
And what's up?
And you motherfuckers still paid $600 for it. You gonna tell me I'm wrong about something?
Yeah. I mean, when you look at it like that, yeah. Yeah, when you look at it like that, you really
He also really said in his little rant with Trump, if we make everything in China, we're cheating on our country. Bitch, where them Yeezys made?
Yeah. And that's a funny thing about production and manufacturing, because everybody's like, bring back jobs, but the manufacturers are like, we good. And it's like,
okay, but see, this is the thing. People don't understand world trade.
Yeah.
People don't understand world trade. They don't know that them H&M outfits that they spent $5 on, that be fly as shit. Mm-hmm. Somebody made that outfit in a hot box. They about to have a heat stroke in that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. They 10 years old. They got paid 50 cents for a day.
Yeah.
Okay?
If they're honestly.
You hear, and then also even with this, we got too many regulations. People don't even realize the regulations is what keeps us safe.
And you know what? That's what kills me about regulation, because it comes from a place where a motherfucker think they gonna take like $50,000 and fight a corporation. And it's
you
just
hear,
the regulation holding them back. And I'm like, no, you fucking idiots. It's no.
What it is people be like, oh, I can't set up this particular kind of business because I don't have the money for the licenses and the certificates and the permission. But that's the thing, though. When it comes to certain industries, every Tom, Dick, and Harry don't need to be involved.
Every time,
because there has to be some type of expertise when it comes to certain things.
Yes.
And yes, it does have to be a certain amount of money behind certain things. The reason why you be hearing 2-3 times a year that some huge building in India has collapsed is because lack of regulation.
Nah, it's just...
Duh.
Nah. That's not
and it. These same people, you know, these, oh, we make everything in China. Yes, because we that's all we can fucking afford.
Yeah. Like, you don't want an iPhone made in Iowa, my man.
Because if you got an iPhone made in Iowa, it's going to cost more than your car.
Like, you don't want that made here, buddy.
Because every American worker want a minimum wage of double digits. They want low-cost health insurance. They want... to be given paid vacation, sick leave, maternity leave. Okay, well, the reason why we can go to the store and buy a pair of pants that cost $10, $20 is because there's someone somewhere making that shit that doesn't get any of that shit I just named.
Yeah, that's true.
The reason why we can go to the store and purchase a bundle of bananas for 50 cents to a dollar is because it's some motherfucker who picked them goddamn bananas.
Yeah.
For less than 50 cents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, y'all want first of all, Americans don't know a damn thing about agriculture. Nothing.
Depending
on where you at. And most of the Americans that do know something about agriculture are family-run businesses. It's not some major corporation that's, like, running fields and fields of fruit and blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because those corporations that are such as Monsanto that make the majority of the corn or soybeans or whatever that we, you know, these are huge corporations. And the majority of their low-level staff who are really in the field making that shit, producing that shit, are immigrants.
Yeah.
Or they're not even here. A lot of our produce ain't even grown here, period. Because it's just too expensive from the gate. It's cheaper to grow it somewhere else and ship it here. It's cheaper to grow that shit in Mexico and drive that shit over the border.
Yeah.
Why? Because Americans want certain shit. South Park did a perfect episode about it. I don't know if you remember that episode, White People Renovating Houses. Do you remember the episode?
Where they were doing, like, talking about, like, gentrification and shit?
No, they were saying, they took our jobs.
Oh, yeah.
And they were talking about, like, they used, like, Alexa as an example. And they were like, okay, so everybody got rid of Alexa and all these redneck-ass white people who were saying they took our jobs instead of having, like, an electronic Alexa. They just put this redneck white person sitting in the corner of your house telling you the weather and all that shit.
Yeah.
And then after a couple of days of that, they would be like, hey, can you tell us what time it is? And they'd be like, no, because I want to be paid more. I want some insurance. Y'all motherfuckers ain't treating me right. No, I refuse to do my job.
Yeah.
That's exactly how we are. And we know that. So certain shit is going to be, have to be made other places, period. But people don't know anything about world trade. But that also go back to the fact that, nigga, the whole reason America exists is because Christopher Columbus was trying to go find some damn cinnamon.
Hey, yo, hey, real talk. Have you seen the, like, respect Christopher Columbus, like, movement thing now? Where it's like,
well, you know what? They sold Italian-Americans that bullshit, which is why Christopher Columbus is a revered character here, because, of course, it wasn't at one point. But because he was Italian, they was like, oh, look, you know, the person that discovered it, he's a pioneer, he's Italian. So then, of course, Italians was like, boom, you know what I'm saying?
Boom, bada boom, bada bing.
Oh, bada boom, bada
bing. My bad.
That's racist.
That was kind of racist. I'm sorry. That was cringeworthy. I'm going to regret it in about 5 years.
No, it's not. Yeah. It wasn't cringeworthy. No,
it's going to be. But yeah, man, Christopher Columbus was a pretty mediocre white man.
Well, first of all, nigga couldn't read a compass or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Like, how you sound that you couldn't read a compass?
And then just imagine the audacity, the caucasity of somebody to go somewhere where it's 10 million plus people. Mm-hmm. And they like, y'all Indians, this is India. And they like, no, it's not. We're not Indians and this is not Indian. They like, yes, it is.
Damn. Oh, man.
Christopher Columbus, yeah, he clearly didn't go. Mm-hmm. And then that's another thing, because on Columbus Day, Trump said something to the effect of, let's admire his adventure spirit and his he literally said, like, navigation skills or something like that.
Yeah, it's like, my nigga, like, we don't mention that when we talk about Chris, man.
But, yeah, because he did not intend to be here, so... Mm-hmm. How are we admiring his navigation skills when he was supposed to be somewhere else that is, like, real way further away from here?
Like, in the opposite direction.
Exactly.
Like, he was so far from it. Like, bro, how? Like, my nigga, how?
Right, so far from India.
Yeah.
So, what? He clearly did not have good navigational skills at all. So, yeah, people don't know how world trade works. Before America, before a currency, before, you know, people traded silver, gold, coins, blah, blah, blah. People was trading salt, seasoning, beans, rice, silk, you know, these things. These are all things that we don't have this in my country. Mm-hmm. We can benefit greatly from having this.
Like, oh,
so let me give
that purple dye. Like, yeah, here you go.
Yeah, so let me give you something that y'all don't got in your country, and you give me something that we don't have in my country. Mm-hmm. So world trade is necessary.
Oh, it's man,
necessary.
Y'all got pearls? Cool. Well, here goes right. some cotton. Like, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Oh. All y'all got is pigs over there. Oh, we got cows over here, nigga, and they make buttermilk.
Yeah. All this
cheese.
People stupid. Shit. Here you go. And they like
people stupid.
And it's just really surprising that more people. I just didn't know that people. I just thought it was some stuff that I just thought people knew. And I'm wrong for assuming that.
Well, it was very clear to me the day that Trump was elected that it was a lot of shit people didn't know.
Yeah. And now everybody like, well, you couldn't blame me. And I'm like, yeah, like, I can. Like, I can.
Right.
Like, I can. yeah, so, yeah, we want to get on the media before we end this or what?
Oh, yeah. The media, yes, today a terrible storm hit Florida and Georgia. Mm-hmm. Obliterated a lot of businesses, a lot of houses. People are without homes, without food, without shelter. And their focus was on two rich dummies talking nonsense.
Yeah, that's true.
There are some things that the media just should not cover. And I feel like that they should have realized that after they basically got Trump elected by giving him nonstop coverage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They should have learned their lesson from that. You know, if a tree falls in the woods and nobody's there to hear it, did it really fall? Okay, nigga, yeah. Stop. Covering this dumb shit. Y'all should have been in Florida and Georgia.
But then y'all should have been, because we'll lose ad revenue.
And that's all they give a fuck about. And it's all a game and they all play it. You know, they all rub each other backs. Even these candid, you know what I'm saying? Just like you remember the old Boondocks episode where Ann Coulter and Al Sharpton was really friends in real life. You know, they all a part of the game that is being played on all of us, you know. But yeah, and two people with egos that big, the best thing they could have did was to just not have been there. Yeah. No, we're going to go to Georgia and we're going to go to Florida and we're going to cover these everyday Americans who now don't have a job, don't have nowhere to live, blah, blah, blah. We're going to go down there.
Yeah, of course.
We're going to talk to them. Y'all straight. Both of y'all got somewhere to live. Both of y'all got money. And both of y'all can talk each other to fucking death at y'all little lunch together. But we're going to go over here and focus on what's real. What's really going on. That's the best thing that the media could have did.
Well, we can't make money off that, so no. How about that?
It's crazy.
It is. All right, so... Yeah, we finally recorded the episode. That was cool.
I know y'all, cause this he been bullshitting, guys.
Man, bruh. I ain't been bullshitting.
Nah, man. Yeah, he been bullshitting, guys.
No.
Go Tigers! Jackson State Homecoming is this weekend.
I'm not doing anything. We got like I got two video shoots, and we shooting at this place from like 1 p.m. to like 9 p.m. So, yeah, we're hella busy. But it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I keep saying, for the past couple of years, I've been saying, I'm going to come. No, next year for real, I'm going to come. I said that last year.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to come home at some point.
Cool. You ain't missing nothing.
So, I know, man. Cause
everybody just drinking in, instead of drinking in Jackson, everybody.
I just want to see people I ain't seen in a while. But at the same time, I probably don't even want to see them either, though. You know.
you're not missing anything for real.
I will go home. No. Yeah. Catch up with some of my old hoes.
There you go. Some of your old hoes, I no longer have those. All right, so this has been another
episode. You always have old hoes. Whether you talk to them or not, you still got old hoes. Like, you don't have to keep contact with old hoes.
I don't know about that. I'll just be here. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You got a girlfriend. I gotta say that. Okay. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, no, he doesn't have any.
Hey, babe. Yeah, man, this has been another episode of Podcast Bruh. I am Thekka Jones.
And I'm Ebony Mystique. You said that as soon as I was taking a little.
She hit the dope right there.
Yeah, sure. Right at that moment. Yeah. Sure did.
She hit the dope. All right, man. Thanks for listening.